Everybody's hating on Kamala for having no kids. Well, maybe she doesn't need to raise children right now when everybody in American Congress is acting like one.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Varoni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
Well, well, well. So it's Monday morning for everyone listening. It's the start of a new week. What the hell? Another one? When's it going to stop? When are we going to be able to get off this merry-go-round? Let me off the ride.
It's not our decision. God is at the wheel, and you don't know how many times you got to go around. But today, if you're listening, God wants you to do one more, and there's a reason. And if you're not listening, rest in peace.
Something's wrong with you. Right, exactly. So the topic today is quite interesting to me. Very interesting topic.
What is it?
Well, it's the concept of hangovers.
Conceptualizing hangovers. So right. There's a little bit of a twist here.
Right.
Ordinarily, Eric is the one who has chronic hangover illness. He has, it's a chronic disease.
Not my fault.
No. But just as kind of an experiment, really, I didn't party or anything last night. I threw an IV. I dripped alcohol in, controlled substance style, so that I could feel what is it like when Eric's going through this, to try to empathize with him and do a bunch of tests and mathematic equations, social tests. While in this state. And so far, man, I fucking feel for you. Today is not easy.
Yeah, no, I get you. I appreciate you doing it, the empathetic hangover simulation test.
Yeah, it's not nice.
No, it's not nice. And you have to imagine that this somehow weighs into our creator's great balance equation, where if we could just be fucked up all the time with no consequences, I think all of society would be constantly three white wines deep. You know what I mean? Because of how good it makes you feel. However, God has put a little catch in there. He says, yeah, you can have fun the night before, drink your thing, smoke a ciggy, have an amazing conversation with someone that was just an acquaintance, and graduate that relationship to a friendship. But the next day, you are going to feel like you want to go jump off a cliff.
Now, here's my question. Immediate gut reaction. How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel angry, man. Why can't we just have some fucking fun while existing? Well, so, we have to be sober.
So, no, you don't. You do. If I did that to you, would you still even be my friend? If I said, you know, Eric, I'll hang out with you tonight, and I'm going to, whatever, give you treats and make you feel good. I'm going to give you a massage, but just know, dude.
Treats and a massage?
I'm talking vanilla wafers and...
Right. Chocolate-covered gummy bears.
Chocolate-covered gummy bears.
And a coconut oil massage.
Getting in between the toes in ways that you can't imagine.
Yeah. And you hold a lot of tension there.
That's right. But as I'm doing it, I say, just so you know, man.
Tomorrow,
I'm going to be fucking at your door with a goddamn fucking blowhorn.
And a nail gun.
I'm going to be drilling up into that thing.
I would say, hell no. It's not worth it. You know what I mean? But I think alcoholics actually live more in the present than anyone else.
That's right.
You know what I mean? They only care about here and now and having fun. So shout out to them. And to the creator who made all this shit up and made up all these rules. How dare you? What are you trying to get us to figure out through these lessons?
And we're not afraid of you. I want to say that. We are rallying against you. We're not taking it anymore, man, because it's not worth it.
No.
I don't want to just obey. I don't. I want to obey people who actually are rocking with me.
Same. I'd like to obey my friends and family.
That's right.
Who I respect. Somebody in the clouds or at the mouse on and keys of an alien computer. Playing me in a game.
Now, see? I do see. But
the,
God is testing.
But I have no idea what you're going to say next. But
no, I do have know what I'm going to say next. But I wanted to live in that for a minute because I thought it was funny. But the reality is I was going to bring up somebody whose skin is a little more red than usual.
Is it me?
It's Satan.
Oh, so you think actually God's giving us alcohol, Satan's giving us hangovers. And that's the great cosmic balance. Oh, hell no.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Equal and opposite reaction. The laws of thermodynamics apply to the spirit world.
Well, that's for sure. I figured that out as a child.
That's right. You figured out a lot of things as a child that explain your behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Explain your violent behavior.
Yes.
There go the buys.
So, here's the deal. We've kind of gotten into the spirituality of hangovers and what that means cosmically. But let's get to what it means chemically. What is a hangover? No one's really figured that out yet, have they? The science of a hangover?
Not anybody at Osmosis Jones tried to lay finger on it, and they got shut down quicker than you can imagine. But the science of it, all right, what I would imagine is you are filtering poison because... Yep. It's almost like sifting for gold molecules. You see what I'm saying? Sifting for gold.
Right.
So you're consuming this alcoholic compound, sifting the miracle molecules that are inside alcohol that make you be able to access this higher level of consciousness. Right. But there's a lot of dirt in there too. And that's got to go through your kidneys. So a hangover is when there's dirt in your kidneys.
Molecular dirt?
Yeah.
Well, okay. I've just done my research using Google AI, and I've found out that hangovers are caused by a number of factors, including dehydration. Listen to this. Alcohol is a diuretic, which means it increases urination, and can lead to dehydration. Symptoms of dehydration include thirst, fatigue, headache,
dizziness,
lightheadedness. Oh, hell no.
If
You're never going to catch my ass dehydrated on purpose.
You're never going to catch me. Is there such thing as heavy-headedness where you're just fucking hyper-focused?
Yeah, that's after you read a book of essays.
All right.
Okay. Alcohol can also cause inflammation.
Can I say something really quick?
Yeah.
Are you scared at all that Nate is going to beat our fucking asses when he sees what we've done here?
What? Had an amazing episode?
No, because he wants us to stay, you know, he has a very specific regimen of political topics that he wants us to discuss.
Well, he has, you mean an agenda. You mean an agenda.
Of course. Well, an agenda is just a prescription, like drug pills.
Right.
But you realize that when this comes out, the next day, we may have a new fucking president.
This is what I'm trying to basically ignore right now. I'm numbing myself, you know what I mean, with alcohol and other things.
I would encourage you not to. I would encourage you to feel it, because the only way, you are basically an immune response of democracy. Think of yourself as a white-ass blood cell. White one quarter Spanish blood cell, 1/8, 1/10.
I don't know what I am.
Well, nobody does.
You're just gonna have to guess.
Well, what I'm saying is,
oh no, I know what you mean.
You need to feel that.
Have a raw reaction to the the political state of our country. I'll put it like this: we're just getting over the hangover from the last presidency, if you catch my drift.
Which one?
The Trumpian presidency.
Oh, God. You call that a presidency? That's funny.
Well, just
I call that a comedy show. I call that a comedy act.
It's a buffoonery. Right. Yeah. A comedy act for losers.
For orange-handed losers.
That are losers. Yeah, right. Losers.
And are you ready for some hair of the dog? That's what Americans asked.
That's
orange hair
about.
Of the dog, I say.
Right, right.
I say. Wait, no, orange skin.
But it's all, he also has orange hair.
Okay.
If you think about it like that. So, Monday night, I mean, good God.
It's all going down. I don't know anybody who's voting.
I don't either. Other than everybody on my street, because I'm just knocking on every single door, please, begging, giving out Kamala branded Ciroc.
DIY Kamala merch. Getting her in all kinds of trouble.
Yeah, well, she can handle it.
Dude, trust me, I've been on my P's and Q's. I have basically for the last week just been in Pennsylvania. I, like, cannot fucking leave Pennsylvania.
Why? Dude, I'm fucking... And here's the deal. I don't want to be there, but what I'm doing is making a crazy fucking difference.
I am knocking on doors in ways that nobody has fucking seen. I'm literally...
Alternative using, knocking.
Like, bouncy ball. I'll just get in an apartment hallway. Whip a bouncy ball down that shit. Ping, 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 ping. It's hitting all the fucking doors at once. Everybody comes out at once. I'm fucking letting everybody know.
You're in the middle of the cul-de-sac with a portable pole. Yep. Doing your thing. Sliding up and down. Cooking a oiled pole. Please vote for Kamala now.
Now.
Or suffer under Trump.
You know what I'm realizing?
What, man?
No, wait. Okay, so, listen. Some people might need to listen to something to give them the courage and the strength to go vote.
Oh, like an audio message from two amazing podcasters?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Or even a guided voting simulation meditation.
Let's do it.
All right. Good morning. It's Tuesday. But it's not just a regular Tuesday. Your heart is pounding a little faster than usual.
Mm-hmm. The fate of the world rests in your hands in a certain type of way.
Democratically.
Mm-hmm. If you don't get to the polls right now, horrible things will happen to you and your children and everyone that you love.
I didn't expect it to go violent.
Well, that's the thing, Jack, is that we got to stop pretending that this isn't going to result in some type of violence to certain type of people, okay? We think it's funny and a joke to joke about Trump and all this stuff, but we don't realize is this shit has real life, what I call, consequences.
Name one.
Oh, let's see. I don't know. Economic depression.
Oh, I don't know, man. Have you ever heard of political turmoil? You fool, you buffoons.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of the brink of World War III?
Mm-hmm.
You people are smoking something worse than crack.
Than crack cocaine.
I shiver to think hey, what man, could happen.
You know what, though, I gotta say, this isn't branded as a political podcast. We're obviously activists, but I mean, we've said our piece. Let's go back to what makes life fun. Talking about what makes life fun: alcohol, parties, friends, models, all right. Celebrities.
All right, that's
what people listen to this for. You know what I mean? And if anyone's listening and you can hear the congestion in my sort of nose right now, please
that's
tell
cocaine.
Me what's up.
That is cocaine.
It's not, dude. I don't do that anymore. But
yes,
I've been
you
congested
do.
For about 2 months. Can someone tell me if that's fatal? What the hell?
I'll just tell you right now. I can tell you it is. It is. That is two tumors simultaneously growing in either nostril.
No.
Elongated, and they are going slowly crawling towards your brain. And when they get to that up in that thing, you need to hear this.
Say it.
Would you want to know if you only had a certain amount of time left to do what you were meant to do?
Yes, of course, so I could do my bucket list.
And now would you like it if somebody lied to you and told you that that was the case? And that's the plot of the next movie that we make?
I would say don't spoil anything too crazy, man. Be careful.
Terminally lying.
That's what it's called?
Yes.
Who's in it with us?
Ricky Gervais, Mary Steenburgen. Interesting.
Ms. Steenburgen.
Bruce
Willis.
Cole Kush, the animator. from Canada.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely get his ass up in there. Who yep. else? Fucking, this is going to be star-studded. Jack, really quickly, back to the politics. I want you to tell everybody what you heard was at Saturday Night Live last night in the form of Secret Service defense.
Well, yeah. It was very difficult to get in, but we did go to Saturday Night Live last night. I literally was just going there to enjoy the humor. I like to get a little laugh off. I work very hard all week. This is just one of my things that I like to watch to laugh and unwind. Now,
right.
last night, that was not very easy because something very fucking heavy happened.
Say
the
it.
Vice President of the United States of a fucking America came. Kamala Harris. And by God, what did it make everybody emotional at the seams? It was, people were getting, you want to talk about chills?
Mm-hmm.
Basically, everybody was sweating beforehand from laughing so hard, and then she showed up, and it crystallized. And everybody had fucking icicles of sweat dripping on down their thangs up in the dressing rooms of Saturday Night Live, where Dana Carvey once was, and was last night.
And he was there last night, right, as Senor Biden.
As, well, Mr. Biden.
Presidente Biden.
El Monsieur, Monsieur President Joseph.
Monsieur President Giuseppe.
La, 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 la.
Kamala. But you saw a bazooka. Okay.
Well, allegedly there was a rocket launcher, because there was extra Secret Service there, of course. And Secret Service, you know, they wanded everybody down, patted everybody down. They didn't find my gun, which is curious. It wasn't loaded, but I always just like to test these things. And yeah, they had AK-47s, of course, and they had a bazooka rocket launcher.
This is Secret Service from the 80s up in there.
My question is, you
AK, Uzi, bazooka, these guys aren't, these are time-traveling Secret Service agents.
What in the hell is your plan with a rocket launcher? In there.
That is a guaranteed KO on a fucking target. If you hit them with a rocket launcher, they're most likely fucking gonna be dead.
But you are not acknowledging the efficiency of a regular bullet when it comes to a human being.
Oh, now, trust me, I know the efficiency of a singular bullet.
But then why are you acting like it? Because what you're saying is something crazy. And now, if somebody comes in there wearing a mech tank suit,
Wearing
sheets of baking sheets all up and down their junk,
mm-hmm.
then yeah, maybe you want a rocket launcher. Sure. Maybe I'm being ignorant. But
well, think about this, because you're thinking about taking someone out, just taking out their body, taking out their flesh. Now, here's the deal. If I was a Secret Service agent and there was multiple
targets.
You want to
take out their mind as well?
Well, I'd take out their mind through music, and then I would be fucking hitting the pillars. If there's a bunch of pillars all around, pillar there, load-bearing, pillar there, load-bearing. Take out every pillar. Let the floor do the work. You see what I'm saying? Squish them like a pancake all at once. You don't got to worry about singular bullets.
You're talking about the Elden Ring tactics.
I'm talking about the creative Secret Service tactics that I could bring to the table if they'd give me a fucking chance.
That is why, first of all, give them a chance.
Please, man.
Give him one fucking chance. Listen, he knows your tactics.
Eric Rahill's secret, creative Secret Service defense
Eric
tactics.
Eric Rahill's nonviolent rocket launcher assault attack. rocket launcher only Secret Service. Shoot somebody point blank with a fucking nuke. Jesus. Overkill much?
Oops.
But
did
that's
that in Fallout
nice.
Games. The Fallout games.
I'm about to Fallout right now. Fallout
with
my chair.
Who? Oh, shit. From having such a good conversation?
Selectively.
What I'm noticing when I blow my nose is that this, my cheek hurts right here on the right. That's called where your sinuses are, I believe. And by the way, sinuses kind of gross me the fuck out.
What the fuck is a sinus?
It's the highway. Chamber of secrets up in your cheeks.
It's the chamber of phlegm.
Chamber of phlegm.
Now, does it have a fucking function, or is it just there for no fucking reason? Because a lot of shit in my body
a lot
is
of shit
acting like it's
see ya.
Got something to do.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, I see you.
My great aunt had her pinky toe cut off.
All right.
Because it was hurting her, and they were like, you don't need it that bad.
What the fuck is a great aunt? That's like a grandparent-aged aunt?
Yeah, that's like your grandparent's sister.
Oh, I see now. Nice.
Yeah.
Not many people have those.
From the sound of it, it sounds like you don't even have one of them, dude.
Well, I made sure that all my grandparents were gone by the time I was being raised. Too much perspective like that would...
Too much influence.
I wanted to be pure. Pure millennial. Right.
Of course.
What does it look like? Yeah.
Can I tell you something? Can I tell you a secret?
You realize we're rolling right now. What?
Well, I'm telling you a secret.
Okay.
Before this podcast, I had half of a 2 milligram THC, 6 milligram CBD gummy.
So you are on.
I forgot that I took it, and right now I am feeling that thing. And guess what? I'm drinking a non-alcoholic beer.
So we've got Jack more hungover than he's been in probably since college. Eric more high than he's ever been off of the 1 milligram.
Mm-hmm. No, not more high, more in the pocket, in the zone.
Oh, my fault.
I feel mentally locked in. I feel amazing.
Me too. Because when my body's wrong, my mind is right.
When the body's wrong, the mind is right. I was going to try something else, but I just agree.
I don't know that I could imagine a body being wrong. Bodies look right to me.
I like all types.
Sometimes I can't even go in the locker room at the gym without admiring.
Congratulations.
That's no good. Have we mentioned to everybody the amazing phrasing of Tropic Thunder that we heard at the Banyas? Probably.
No, we should tell it. We should tell it.
All right.
We are in the Banyas on 14th Street. Which one is that
That's
one called?
A Turkish.
Oh, Russian Turkish baths on 14th Street. And I'll just tell you this, guys. We were in the locker room, okay? There's an old man, naked.
A couple of
old naked men. One guy's really in shape. One guy's not as in shape. The really in shape guy goes to the other guy. I just watched this hilarious movie. What does he say, Jack?
He says... I don't remember exactly what the setup of the sentence was. Let's make it up.
Yeah,
he says,
let's do it.
Yeah, I just watched this hilarious movie, Tropical Thunder. Have you seen that? It's funny to kind of...
Tropical Thunder.
Well, it really is. That's in the Joy Tactics lexicon, I'd say.
I would say, yeah, that's a cousin phrasing to how we put it.
It's a Joy Tongue. It's a Joy Tactics tongue.
The Joy Tongue. Oops.
Oops.
My Joy Tongue's getting longer.
A minor.
Every time I tell the truth, my joy tongue gets longer. tongue Pinocchio. Truth telling tongue Pinocchio.
That's your first pitch meeting after being in the office. They go, you crushed it. What is your idea for development? Like, it's so funny.
I'm like so fucked up.
You had to get an arm amputated from... I don't joke about anything, but
but motorcycle.
You donated an arm. Can you donate a whole fucking arm?
Sure, you could donate anything. It's up to them to accept it or not.
That's beautiful. That's funny.
So,
walk up to some
okay. Walk up to someone and do what?
Walking up to your ex girlfriend and saying, "I apologize. I'm giving you my fucking arm. It's up to you whether you fucking accept it or not."
That's a Van Gogh style tactic.
Did he cut his own ear off for love?
Yep, he certainly did.
No. Meanwhile, this is exactly what I'm saying about masculinity. So back in the day, dudes were chopping their own ear off and giving it to somebody on Valentine's Day. Now, these wussies, I'll say it, wussies
Damn.
Like President Trump.
Go easy.
No, I won't. Wussies like President Trump get their ear touched by one
metal,
one corner of a
pill. Right.
You're... Metal cyanide, I call that.
Oh, okay.
And yet, he's out here complaining about, one little piece of my ear.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you make some art that's not appreciated by anybody and fall so in love with a French lady that you have to cut your own ear off out of love? Then get back to me, Trump. Then we could have a conversation flagrant style.
Yeah.
Then you could come on Joy Tactics and talk
about
it.
By the way.
What?
Yeah. Everybody's hating on Kamala for having no kids. Well, maybe she doesn't need to raise children right now when everybody in American Congress is acting like one.
Damn.
That's a bar.
Sheesh. What do you think Nate's doing right now in Mexico? I know he's drinking some Run.
Oh, he's probably on a call with his eccentric father, guiding him through
meditation.
Yeah, a meditation and a new tattoo. That is one of the funniest tattoos.
Did he get the tattoo already?
Which one?
Did Nate's dad get the tattoo, or is that just the design?
The one on his arm?
Yeah.
That was... Dude, did we not discuss this?
We did. So much is going on in my life, I can forget things from time to time.
Well, I won't. I'll summarize it. Sarah Sherman, whose house I'm in right now, doxing.
Oh, shit, from SNL, right?
Right, from SNL, but for me, from just DSA and stuff like that.
Right.
But yeah, she got a tattoo of an eyeball with a bunch of frillies going down her arm. And on the same day, at the same time, in another town in the universe, Nate's dad was getting an almost identical and same placed and same size tattoo of a like ball of energy with a bunch of fractals coming down. And it looked like they got the same fucking tattoo. And Nate's to have no tattoos, respect mm-hmm. on the highest respect. Fucking level to this. Being 70 years old, getting your first tattoo, a full forearm ink of a ball of energy flying through the universe.
That's respect. To me, that's just pure, plain respect.
Well, somebody, one of the greatest artists of our generation, Kanye West, he came up with, he says, secure.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a sign of a secure individual.
From that song... What's that song?
It all falls down.
Tell me that. Insecure. Yeah, right. Right, okay. It's tracking.
Yep.
So, I mean, should we get to the hangover of it all? The cure? What do you do when you're hungover?
So, we all know the publicly available knowledge, the 2010s right. knowledge.
Which is water, hydration, drink right. less, Advil, eating a healthy meal.
Yes. Working out sometimes, sweating it out.
Mm-hmm. I'll just put it, that shit never works. You can never sweat out a hangover, okay?
Never.
That shit just is that's a lie. If you're listening to this right now, you're getting started with the drinking, I'll just tell you right now, you cannot sweat that shit out, all right? So if you have a friend, like Danny used to say that to me when we'd live together, he'd be like, let's go sweat it out. I'd go run and then have the worst migraine of my life. Sorry, I just had to speak up.
Janet Jackson versus Michael Jackson, who's better?
Mm. Yo, Janet is fucking good.
But
Michael. We're very well aware of what he has done, so we don't joke about that, but that music was hitting.
And let's not forget the nipple. Okay, so I don't want to make
Justin
this one
Timberlake. You're going down, brother.
You are lucky.
You're lucky. Right.
We should, in a just society, we'd chop his nipple off. Chop his off. Uh huh. An eye for an eye, a nipple for a nip. You understand?
I'm not rocking with JT.
Fuck no. He's a pretty boy. He's a sissy. I'd like to see him in my neighborhood.
Damn, anytime someone says pretty boy, I just know that they're jealous. Because I'm like, yeah.
Anytime someone, exactly. When I hear people making fun of Drake, I'm like, you fucking are so fucking insecure. It makes me right. puke. Like Kendrick,
that's on you.
Like literally, Kendrick, your music is great. Grow up.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, grow up, man. Like, Drake is somebody who is so secure in his masculinity.
Right.
That... He's feminine.
If Drake had a slumber party, would you fucking... And we get the invite and we get our own private jet. JetBlue style to fly out there.
But there's a crazy thunderstorm, crazy, crazy turbulence.
It's a 4-month slumber party.
Okay.
No phones.
No phones, 4 months. Mm-hmm. Education? Are we being educated?
What Hell no. Nah. It's the opposite. Watch TV, watch YouTube. Get all fucked up. Go to Raptors games with him.
Why am I not even tempted by that?
Because if you're not tempted by that, you might be, you know.
No. I hope you weren't about to just say that bullshit ass shit. I'll tell you why. No, seriously, I'll tell you why I'm not tempted by it. And I'm deciding in this moment. I'm getting a haircut at 8 in the morning. Somebody called me
go
a homeless.
Who told you what?
A homeless person called me a homeless cowboy.
Wow. They need to
unhoused.
Say that word right. That's insane. You should go see my barber up in Ridgewood. That guy smells good.
Oh, really? Maybe I could just smell him and have somebody else and have my regular barber do it.
Yeah, it's whatever you want to do.
All right.
Just giving you options. So count down the drinks that you had yesterday. Because I've done this before. I've been vulnerable. I've shared my sins and my vices with the world, cut open my wrists, said I will bleed too to the world. And yeah, right, I have not seen you or Nate do it. So why don't you go through it right now?
This makes me fucking uncomfortable. I'm going to do it because you called me out, but I'm not fucking happy that you called me out.
Say it now, man.
Ooh. I accidentally just licked the microphone. That felt really weird.
That shit tastes like metal.
Metal's cold as well. Metal. Mm-hmm. So what happened is, yeah, I had one fat tire beer.
Oh, now where'd you have that? At home, chilling?
My home, chilling.
What were you doing while you drank that? Because that's the best beer of the night, is that first beer. You're watching YouTube, little music on. Tonight's about to be fun.
Well, man, I had just made tacos. I was making tacos, mm-hmm. actually. Mm-hmm. And our friends Mike and Lindsay were coming over, and we did arts and crafts. We made posters to hold up for our friend Joe Loves Ice Cream, Joe Friedman, who is running the marathon New York.
Shout out Joe Friedman for running the New York Marathon.
Good work, brother. He's just finished it. Yeah, so I had a fat tire while doing arts and fucking crafts. That was nice.
Wow. Brooklyn. Very Brooklyn style.
And guess what? Yeah. What? Cracked open a bottle of red wine. Nobody else had one sip, and I had to have two to give my first glass a little company.
Of course, you can't let that thing be all lonely in your stomach.
No, I can't. And then it's awkward, so I had to bring a third one in the mix.
Was that warm or cold?
Warm.
Warm red wine.
Like they always did in the good old days.
In the Roman times, right. Uh-huh. No, I get that. So one fat tire, three glasses of...
alcoholic wine.
Warm alcoholic red wine. All right, yeah. So now you're kind of cooking a little bit.
Yeah, now I'm feeling like I'm one of the Odd Future Wolfgang members. Okay, I'm feeling cool.
I relate to that.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. No one's ever put it like that to me, but yeah, I feel like that 99% of my life.
If there was a scale of drunkenness and how much awesome, cool,
weird shit, random style rapping, right?
Yeah. All right, so then. All right, that's probably where you think I ended the night, right?
Yeah, a normal person would, that has no life.
Yeah, psych. So here I go, because I was invited to literally go fucking sit in the fucking dressing room of Saturday Night Live, which is crazy, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It literally is so nice to have not a window nearby, and it's hotter than any room I've ever been in. But it was actually an amazing night. And it was so amazing that I had to have a drink I'd never seen in my life. This was a cacti. Shout out to Travis Scott, original Four Loko style alcoholic soda cacti.
Mm. That tasted now, how like tall Four Loko. Was that a tall thing?
Not too tall. It was literally like this.
Holy shit. Oxo, what the hell is that?
This is Oxo Brew descaling solution. Solutions for descaling. I wouldn't worry about it.
What are you scaling? A pot?
A pot?
Scale? A coffee kettle?
Is there scales on something like that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not even at home.
What do you use that for?
I could tell you. It's got French on it. It removes mineral buildup to help coffee makers and kettles work more efficiently. Good work, Eric. I didn't know that.
So what's the... Oh, this is Sarah's. Oh, right. Okay.
Well, it could be Dan's.
Or Dan's. Okay. So back on track.
Okay, so I've now engaged... Now I've basically shifted my entire mindset into second gear.
Of course.
Because I had a whole life cycle of drinking. Now I'm saying, guess what? Listen up, body. It's time to really put in some work. Mm-hmm. Okay, now we're digging deep into the set. Boom, I put that down. Buzzing. Raleigh, by the way, girlfriend, she had one sip, and she said, 30 minutes later, she said, I had one sip of that drink, and I feel fucking fucked up and crazy, which means the fucking alcoholic content of that must have been at least 6%. Who knows?
Let's see, cacti. Travis Scott, we're looking it up.
Yeah, and the ingredients probably that he used in that amplify everything by two.
Amplify everything by two.
So realistically, the ABV was like off the ricketer.
Hey, yo, it's 7%.
That's what I'm saying. So yeah, at this point, you can see why I'm kind of dragging my feet right now. Mm-hmm. But by the way, I'm not even done.
Okay, keep going.
And once I need to remind everybody that this is done for a scientific experiment. I don't drink. Then, yeah, I just finished up the night really simply. Double tequila soda, beer.
You know what I've been doing? I'll just tell you this. I've been cutting the soda, and I'll just have the tequila or mezcal on the rocks.
How's that possible?
You just say mezcal or tequila rocks. It's that simple.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's
but you do two of those. You're good.
You're ready to wait an hour before you drive, but then you're feeling good.
At least we've been chilling with Tim Key. You remember him from Disneyland, and this guy drinks beer, and so now that I'm around him, drinking more beer. Okay, I'm trying to make sense of it all, but.
He's from a different culture. He's from a different culture. So in the UK, people are able to drink liquor and beer much younger. And so they have a healthier relationship and dynamic.
Tolerance.
With alcohol.
Right.
Whereas in America, it's like, dude, we're treating it like, what's something, a mythical lotus flower.
Something like that. No, I agree.
I've been trying to say this to Jon Stewart for many years to get him to get back in front of Congress.
If Jon Stewart would just give me fucking 10 minutes, man, we could really cook.
How can we make this happen?
We could make a seltzer
that Why don't we do this?
Blow cacti out the water.
Why don't we do that? You want to make a political-based seltzer?
Seltzer with Jon Stewart? Yeah, right.
A seltzer that's raising awareness for drinking age?
And money for us?
And,
I can't help but think like that. I'm so money focused sometimes.
Here's what I think we do.
What?
Let's drain the Joy Tactics Fund. Let's pool all our money together. And let's fly from New York to LA every morning for a year. And first class. Uh-oh. And eventually, statistically, we will have to be sitting next to Jon Stewart at some point. Now you see my strategy.
What do you think he flies? Delta? American?
United Arab Emirates?
Holy shit.
Emiratis?
And now, can you actually drink alcohol over there in the UAE? I always thought you couldn't. But then now I'm hearing rumors from close friends that go there all the time that you can.
Yeah, you can't, dude. So don't even try it. Psych. Meanwhile, I'm hitting up fucking MBS, Mohammed bin Salman. We're fucking cracking. We're doing mixed beverages you haven't even heard of. Coconut sobe rum chata. Crazy Michelob mixtures. It's on another level. That is so funny that people still believe that.
Crazy Michelob mixtures. Oh, that made me lightheaded. Damn.
The Michelob crazy. Science at Michelob University.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Light beer college.
Uh huh.
I feel like Yeah, those guys know how to mix different drink, different liquids, for sure.
You're talking about the United AE?
Yeah, of course.
When are we going to go?
I don't know. We got to do something here, man. Our trip to London's being delayed.
This is such a nightmare.
This is a nightmare. We're still coming, guys.
But and God knows. I mean, yeah. We have to. Unfortunately, we can only stay so long in January because we have to be back for the inauguration.
Right. Mm-hmm. For the opposite of a roast. What's the opposite of a roast? Toast?
Yes.
The toast.
I guess so.
Was that named?
No.
Did everybody else put this together that the roast, that a roast is the opposite of a toast? I mean, we know this just how the, by what the words mean, but I didn't know each of those had "ost" in it, in the word.
I think it's a coincidence. I think, because there's no way it slid by both of us, something like that.
Yeah, we got Adam Schiff's toast.
Wow.
3-day toast in Turks
cool?
and Caicos.
And by the way, you know that Adam Schiff is going to be the AG for no matter who is fucking president.
Adam Schiff.
Uh-oh, me going up to Adam Schiff's house with a six-pack of Natty Light. 4 more years. 4 more. Ha-ha.
You shot in the stomach?
That would
Ouch. That would fucking hurt. If I get shot in the stomach, just shoot me in the head, too, because I don't want to see. You see all those World War II movies where they're looking at their guts?
God.
If I saw my own fucking guts,
oh,
it's
dude,
over.
Forget
I'm not
it.
Coming back from that.
Well, you better not get a C-section, then. Because at that point, you can't believe what they're doing to you.
The empathetic C-section next to your wife. Same time, they're putting your guts out on a plate and you're holding hands.
The he section, the heart section.
Oh, shit. That's crazy to think about.
Yeah. That's true. You could
get, I knew
could,
a...
yeah.
Did I tell you the story ever before? There was a guy at a Half Price Books in Washington State. And I looked in his shirt and I thought he was stealing... one of the, remember those old rubber balls that had like squiggles coming out of them? It was like rubbery and crazy textured.
No.
Okay. Well, just, it looked like a fucking alien ball with like a bunch of squiggles, inflated squiggles coming out of it. Like, looked fucking nuts.
All right.
Anyways, I thought that this guy was stealing one of those balls in his shirt, underneath his shirt. And I told my mom, I was like, I think that guy's stealing something. Turns out that guy was just in some type of car accident to where his, like, intestines...
Oh, my God.
...toward the front of his... And so you could... I think this is what happened. I mean, someone call me out if there's any doctors listening that can refute this, but his stomach was, like, all fucking crazy looking.
What are you saying? That there was a ball, a squiggly ball coming out of his skin?
That's what it looked like through the shirt, through the polo that he was wearing.
Why did I just come up with the fucking heist of the century? What I'm saying is...
Find someone with some sort of medical deformity.
Listen, there is a way to get loose skin without gaining weight and losing it. I think... maybe just getting it wet. Getting it soggy and wet.
Okay.
So then after dipping your skin for many months, training, you now have hyperflexible skin. That's when you walk into the fucking, take a tour of the Pentagon, and you put your stomach, they go, oh, this is, yo, wait a minute. It says in the email that we get to take a tour of the nuclear code room. That's when you go in, lift up your stomach like the movie Click, when Adam Sandler has that crazy wall of skin on it.
Right, of course.
You flap it over the nuclear codes, put it under your belly, and you say... You say, well, at this point, it would be helpful to know what your demands are. I have so many demands
in
the
execution.
Country.
We'll figure it out while we're shooting it.
Yeah.
Shooting. So don't worry about that. Oh, yeah, we're shooting this fucking
thing. Oh, heist. I was saying real heist. Not a heist movie.
You're so dangerous.
Well, many don't who don't pay attention, but that's when they let me get too close to their objects in their house.
Yeah.
If so, I've been to your house, I have taken something. No, I'm just kidding.
So, yeah. I mean, we haven't gotten to the cure for a hangover. I mean, what's the real... Here's the deal. I also want to shout this out. You know how sometimes when you get a cold... And kind of when you don't have a cold, you think about having a cold, and you think it's kind of romantic to be sick.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice to be able to be like, it's forced rest, and I'm gonna sit on my couch and watch some shit. I'm gonna eat some chicken noodle soup and saltines. I'm gonna get the electrolyte, whatever drinks that we like. I'm just gonna nap and whatever. But then you get the cold and you're like, actually, this fucking sucks. I think the same thing can be said of a hangover. When you don't have a hangover, even if you've been hungover 100 times, you can kind of be like, oh, it's kind of fun to be hungover.
Yes.
Or it's like, oh, it's fun to be like, oh, shit, last night was fucking crazy. Let's order Chinese food and smoke a joint and drink some Coca-Cola like Anthony Bourdain recommended. But in fact, what you don't realize is hangovers suck serotonin from yet. Alcohol is a thief of joy.
Mm.
Okay? And so when you actually have the hangover, that shit doesn't bring you joy. It brings you sadness that it can't bring you joy. You know what I mean? Abolish hangovers now.
Thank you so much for sharing. yeah. You know, so I'm in it right now. I'm in that.
Right, right.
And was there a part of me last night that thought, oh, I'm going to have a cute day, yada, yada. But what I was neglecting to realize is the amount of fucking responsibilities that I'd have today.
Right. Did you go to the marathon today to see Joe?
I literally went to the New York Marathon and I saw Joe and I held up an awesome sign and he gave us a big sweaty hug and he left a bunch of deodorant from his armpit on Danny's jacket. Yep.
Wow. Wow. That's hilarious and very relatable.
But
that's the worst. You know what it is?
What's
that? The fall morning hangover where you can hear the leaves rustling and there's a cold breeze in your face and you're fucking hung. You got a head-splitting headache. That's the worst type of hangover.
That is when I take my phone out. I look at all the texts I'm missing. I copy-paste. Leave me alone. Send. Leave me alone. Send.
Leave me alone.
Just
when's the last time you said leave me alone to someone?
Leave me alone. Go to your room. These are the words that go around me and my girlfriend's house all the time.
Leave me alone. go.
Leave me alone. I haven't said it out loud in a while, but I've said it in my head to my own...
To your own dark thoughts?
Leave me alone. I can't take it. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Why don't get it? Why is my mind like this? No, it's not.
So what is the real cure to a hangover is drink less. Because that, I mean,
clearly, that's not a cure. That's just a preventative measure.
Okay, but so cure, the fucked up cure, which I've done, I'm not kidding, 2 or 3 times in my life.
Yeah.
But this has got to be extremely dangerous. You drink about 4 pints of water right before you go to bed, but that's just to make you feel better, you know, mentally.
Yeah.
But also, if you are prone to headaches, take the Advil the night before. This is the most fucked up, dark, unhealthy, could be dangerous suggestion. But I had a manager at the Guys and Grocer that I worked at in Chicago. She used to get fucked up like that almost before every single shift.
Before every
I'd be
shift.
Like. She would come in like she would go to bed at like 1, get to the deli at like 6 or 5:30 to open, and I'd be like, "Are you hungover?" She's like, "Oh hell no! I take five Advil every night before I."
That is where you got it, huh?
That is, literally, it's where
you
I got
take
it.
More Advil than anybody combined I've ever met. For
I
real.
Go through phases. I
you
go through
are
phases.
The fucking. You are the shoe nice of Advil,
dude. I'm so. Anybody who listens to this podcast can just tell I'm fucking toast. Health wise,
no,
are you
got,
kidding me?
You got a
I'm
strong.
Gone.
No. The next 8 years are going to be fucking amazing.
No, I'm toast.
Listen.
Advil, CPAP, Just those two together. This is a dangerous combination. What were you going to say?
It left me, man. It left me.
The real cure to a hangover, cancel all your plans. Don't go do anything. Stay home.
Well, the real cure is the cure to all illnesses, which is T-I-M-E.
That's fucking all true as hell.
All pain is temporary. Leave the fear of grief and live in the love that you deserve.
Grief is the price we pay for love.
And there's no return policy on love except for if you get cheated on. Then you can't return it.
That's right.
I have by the way, I have never been cheated on. It's so crazy for me to try to put myself in that headspace.
Right. I know. You keep saying that.
Yeah.
That's what you've been saying to the guy. That's what you said to the guy at Cat's Deli. What do you want? Never been cheated on.
Hey, thanks for the pickles, bro. I'm having a great day. I'm gonna take this down, and then I've never been cheated on, so Cat's rules, man. You guys come here for the sandwiches? That's funny. I used to do that. It's not that healthy. Go for the pickle spears and the coleslaw, trust me. Pickle spears and coleslaw. That just makes me feel good quicker.
Fall 2024.
Jewish delis, summer 2024.
Damn, summer 2021 is almost 4 years old. That's crazy.
That is not right.
Wait, that is crazy. That we almost did that 4 years ago.
I'm not going to think about that any longer. So you can keep talking about it, but stop. Where are you going right now?
I can't believe it. That means that if someone had a baby then, that thing would be almost 4 years old.
And that means if somebody's grandma's birthday was 90 years old on that day, they'd be 94 now.
If they're still with us.
Well.
Jesus. Time. To everyone listening, time moves fast.
Time is easy on the eyes and it's hard on the heart. Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. Shout out hangovers for just giving us the ups and downs of life. Those are real markers of time. If everything was always constant, we'd get bored, we'd check out faster. Hangovers give us something to be thankful for. You see what I'm saying?
While
we're hungover, we're so thankful for our regular life. There's nothing more euphoric than coming down from a hangover, coming down, getting better after a sickness. Those are the best feelings because you're giving back the gift of life, the gift of energy.
Why do you think people like listening to Joy Tactics so much?
Because that gives them a high, the opposite of a hangover.
Because of the rest of life is pain tactics. And it's a symbiotic relationship, because that's what I'm saying. 50 Cent, joy wouldn't feel so good if it was not for pain. Remember that?
He got it. He definitely things that we can't comprehend.
My entire high school graduating class all said that quote with each other and then threw our hats up in the air.
Say it again to me.
Joy wouldn't feel so good if it wasn't for pain. And then everybody in the Washington, D.C. hall throwing their hats up in the air.
Wow. Joy wouldn't feel so good if it wasn't for the pain.
Joy wouldn't feel so good if it wasn't for pain. How else does it go? I love 50 Cent. I love 50 Cent.
He's got the classics. He's got the fucking
classics. I just want to chill and sick but not. This guy like a type when I see you cry.
You think he'd like us? You think he'd like our vibe?
I don't know, dude. Would he like this if I went up to him and said, would you like to chill with me and Eric? Would you like to get Robex with us?
Play Roblox with us? Would you say?
No. Get Robex. I don't play child's games, man. I'm an adult.
Damn, a 4-hour Roblox session with 50 Cent and Ludacris. And fucking Neo as well.
And Lil Wayne.
Akon. Jack, what gave you joy this week?
Leaves. It's fall in New York City. Of course, I am disturbed, and I'm talking to my Reddit community about the alarmingly high temperatures that have been going on in the 80s in November in New York. Okay.
That's fucked. Has it been crisp today?
Today was crisp. But I am, every day I'm going and I'm having to fucking black out my climate clock tattoo and get it, get that number changed on it, because we're getting closer and closer. So, but the leaves,
right?
Damn, if the leaves don't fail to give me joy.
Well, when I they love start, them things.
Oh, the fall leaves falling onto the ground. I couldn't give less of a hell about anything in the world. Just to see those yellow, what the little yellow ones that are still left holding on, the red ones. Why does a tree, when it loses its leaves, turn its most beautiful on the at the towards the end? Almost as if it's the end of a good story. You see the satisfying climax, and as they fall, you're left with the beauty of the color of a leaf. You're left with the beauty of what it was.
Right.
You're reminded not just of the green that it was, but you're reminded of every shade of emotion that it saw in its year-long cycle.
Wow.
I could talk about metaphors for the tree leaf.
I know. Yeah.
That's what I want to call the episode. The notions of metaphors of a tree leaf.
And you're saying that watching those leaves fall and drinking a hot tea or beverage with honey and cinnamon and bourbon, whatever, doesn't make you want to crack open the Prisoner of Azkaban?
I have more important things to do. But yeah, I do want to smell a leaf, have my friends over, and win $40 playing dice while cracking open a couple of beers. That I do want to do.
That's fucking heaven. You know, the fall time in New York is making me
honey.
Feel FOMO. It's not hitting the same in Los Angeles. It's not giving me what I need.
Well, Eric.
But I think I might go to Knott's Berry Farm. I have a whole new personality. Disneyland, Knott's Berry Farm, Harry Potter. Jesus Christ. I'm going to Starbucks more than I should. Oh, what's God, happening man. To me? This you shit is fucking...
No.
It's like Venom. It's like the Venom fucking symbiote is taking over my body with different millennial chuggy
you,
things.
Exactly. You're becoming a chuggernaut. You need to come back to New York.
Yeah, this is an exploration journey, dude.
Whenever it's ready, though, all I'm saying is I'm worried. I miss the old you, and I would literally sponsor you if you would come back to New York. Let's go to Ops. Let's have a type of wine
natural
that
wine.
Is basically legal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. It's not
pizza
even
that's
fucking
got no bread. It's just cheap. You know these
right
hop just a bunch of hop water.
Let's do it. I mean, get my ass out of here. I'm assimilating to the culture too much.
Assimilating makes an ass out of I and me. Late.
Wow. Wow. Okay. So, I mean, what brought me joy is very, very interesting, actually. And I believe that would have to be... Wow. Okay. What gave me joy was... I'm really blanking. This is not good. I've been grinding harder than most people are able to physically. I've been essentially acting my ass off, thinking my ass off. You know what it is? I'll put it this way. American Werewolf in London.
Oh.
Watched that movie, and that shit was amazing. They don't make them like that anymore.
They really don't. Who directed that?
Right. Hell if I know. I don't look at that shit or care about it. But
I forgot. You're so into the collective action behind the creative process.
Well, it's a collaboration. The director is really just a pawn in the process. And if he hasn't assembled the right team, that thing isn't coming out right, all right?
We
give too much credit to directors. Right. Back then, when it was all sexist.
Right. Now it's sexy. Feminism is sexy, by the way.
Catherine Bigelow.
Female.
Shout out, Catherine Bigelow. Strange Days. That shit is one of the fucking sickest movies I've ever seen.
I'm beginning to feel like a film god.
Well, everybody, this
wait,
has
wait,
been...
Wait, 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 wait.
What, man?
It can't go out on that.
It could.
All right. It's been good, everybody. Thanks for rocking with us. I'm not exactly sure what the podcast title is, but you are.
Nate's doing a walking journey in Mexico right now, trying to find himself, walking all up and down the center of Mexico.
We're excited to see what belly button ring he returns with and what henna tattoo. We're praying for a safe flight. I know that he wants to specifically take some interesting historic propeller plane back here.
Yeah, one of the first ones.
Yeah. So
a 1910 style. But
vote. Get out and vote. And if you don't, if you're not going to vote, contact us.
Mm-hmm. And let us convince you.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. All right. Have a great week.
Bye.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.